waiting on you.
Okay, well, now it's going.
4 minutes after six, we're...
Two mayors of the town.
That's right. Where's our crown? We're opening the meeting. Additions and deletions, there are none, correct?
No, there is. The deletion of number 12. I forgot to take it off the agenda.
Say it again.
Deletion of number 12.
Just take it right off.
Take it right off.
Deletion of number 12. All right.
What, town meeting discussion?
Yeah, I forgot to take it off.
We're all done with town meeting. It was last week. Citizen input, I don't see your line. Animal control, I think we're good there.
Yeah, just had a loose dog that showed up here.
That's fine.
Hey. I found its owner.
Health officer looks good. We're moving to beach. We're up to beach.
We can't wait for this.
I'm not going to say a word.
What?
Yeah. You were talking about Faye.
Oh, no. Not Faye, specifically. The health officer update looks good. Beach manager resigned. I guess we've got to decide whether we're going to accept the resignation or hold him hostage.
I told him when he said that. I said, well, you said, Butch, I should have spent all winter. I said, have summer up here. And I go, no. I said, I think if Rick said that, but...
Yeah.
The chair.
Chair? Yeah, he's doing that.
That's why. See, that's why. I thought it's because he liked the way I did it. It's because he fucking don't like it.
You're right here. It's right here.
It's right here. It's
all by the heart.
So they resigned. I guess we've got to, do we have to make a motion to accept resignation? Or?
Yes, I think we do.
We should probably should.
So I don't know if we hired a manager, if she would be willing to work with the new manager.
That's what it says here.
To be the assistant?
Huh?
To be the assistant or just get them in there and going?
Well,
she said she'd
at this point, if we don't find somebody, but if we had, like, one of the campers was willing to step up and help her with the mowing, somebody like Nate.
Yeah.
We'd help her with the mowing, helping her with, so she wouldn't have to be there at night. Or
here,
if they wanted to be there at night, maybe they could do that part of it and then hire somebody. We could hire somebody to run it during the day. See what I'm saying? Because if Jonah's working during the day, but they want to spend the summer up there,
yeah.
I'm just weighing some options out there. I've been thinking a lot. I don't know.
Well, so.
You know what I'm saying?
So she says they're willing to help.
They're willing to help, but.
I don't know what extent. I read that too. I'm just, is it extent that where Rick's thinking, or she's helping just to get. They'll come in, and when they can, they can get, because she's taking care of the children. So I guess we need to find that out.
You know, could they fulfill part of the contract?
Yeah.
You know.
But we need to run the ad, right?
Yeah, I think you need to, and then we'll see what will come up. Yeah. If nobody comes forward, we'll have to do something different.
Right.
What nights of the week do you want up there?
I have my ideas on what should happen up there.
Molly actually is looking for a place.
No, I cannot do that. You're on your own.
Hasn't she talked about that, Melissa?
See, you got two spots here. Basically, you can get some extra money on there. There's two spots you can get extra money on. Rent that extra space.
Yeah. Yeah. Airbnb.
Get your tiny home. You got a place to stay.
The reality is,
I got a full-time job.
Yeah. The reality
close
is,
to work,
we can't hire somebody to do this. The reality is, you're going to have to tell all seasonal stay home and just...
It's not so much the seasonal part. I think it's going to... We need somebody there during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't find anybody during the day, do we shut the beach down?
Well...
I don't think we have a choice. I don't know who...
I don't think you have a choice. What do you do?
Yeah.
Right? So,
we'll get
so I'm not talking about shutting... Yeah. You know, at some point, there's...
Swim at your own risk.
Swim at your own risk and, you know, no overnight camping. Sorry.
That part there, I think we could probably find one of the campers that would kind of oversee that part of it.
Maybe. So we got to put the ad out, and we also should let it be known that we really need somebody to. And if they want to split the duties, you know, we can figure out a way to compensate the people appropriately, right? If somebody wants to do nights, somebody wants to do weekends, and somebody wants to do weekdays, or however we can figure it out, you know.
Well,
I don't know how to put that in an ad.
I think the hardest part is going to be the physical part of the job—the mowing, the bathroom.
Well, that may end up coming off, and we may have to look and figure out how that works out.
What you do is hire that all out.
Yep.
Hire Bowen's Mowing or whoever.
Well, these guys
here—they
do ours and they're reasonable. Was it just $800 a year, right? Wasn't $800?
Kyle McNeil did ours.
Yeah.
Last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whoever
was it 800
you know
last
what I mean.
Year?
Yeah.
So I'm
hire
just saying.
Somebody to mow lawns.
Yeah.
You hire somebody to pick up the trash.
Yeah.
And you hire somebody to clean the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And then you just have another kind of a overseer, babysitter that doesn't, and that person is going to get
the one doing
a lot
the,
less money.
The one doing the trash should be able to do, if doing the, if they're doing the day gate, should be able to do the trash, because that could be part of the duties of,
you come in
the morning, you take care of the trash, and you kind of check people in and out. And
what's the for,
and when you have to cut the
for the town for employee in there, a child that, kid that was 17, could he go, could he mow and do trash?
No, can't mow.
17-year-old
cat? No, you got to be 18 in order to run the
any kind of equipment.
Well, anything, even like in a deli, they can't run anything with knives. They got to be 8. My understanding, you can check with the league, but I'm almost positive they got
to
be 18.
You looked into it the last time that someone wanted to help with the chainsaw. They couldn't even operate a chainsaw.
No,
I can see that.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. Anyway, I didn't know. I'm just trying to see if somebody was.
I was going to ask the LCT.
I mean, that's an idea to kind of restructure, right? You vendor out.
If we have to, yeah.
This or that, you vendor
out. We're hoping we'll find somebody. We've been
Find somebody that, maybe that old fellow that was going to do it last year is healthy again.
Well, I thought about that. I do have his email. Let's see if he might
be interested. He seemed interested, and he had a heart problem or something.
And you
maybe he's got past that now.
Right, because that was...
Yeah, because wherever you put it before, it was a broad area, because, I mean, it brought
people... I put it on there again.
Because that lady came from Texas in there.
Yeah, I put it on the same website.
Yeah, no, okay.
That's fine.
Close it.
Oh, that's where it,
you know. So I guess we can maybe ask some questions at VLCT, see where it goes in the next week or two.
Yeah, I have, I can go back to when that beach became the town's property. I remember my father and say, what in the hell does the town of Eden want me to do? I'm running a beach. So there you go.
Do you want me to reach out to Patrick?
That's
the guy. I
would.
Any options? I don't know.
Any options?
If you know somebody else,
on
it
the
might
table,
be.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because I found that other girl that we emailed the resume after the fact, too, so I can send an email.
If we don't find somebody within a few weeks, we probably ought to have a meeting with the people who got their campers in there.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Got something.
What are they doing?
Bad news saying that, listen. Because
bad news, unless one of you steps up.
Because the other thing is, too, is because that's going to hinge on the water testing and all of that. You don't have to spend...
This is our water officer over there.
Yeah, no, but we pay to have that done and then have everything all set up to open everything all up.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know any of the campers. Do we know if any of them are retired or...
I don't know.
I
don't think any of them are retired.
Well, the only one is... is Dana retired or is he still doing carpenter work on the side? I know he retired.
Worked for his boy, I thought.
Okay, I don't know.
I
don't know. I thought
I just didn't know if maybe...
I don't know any of them.
I didn't know if any of them be able to.
Anyway,
all up as far as... Nate would be a good one to oversee the camper part of it.
He's been there long enough.
Well, he was helping Craig.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Craig's up there too.
So maybe we.
No,
could,
Craig's not. He didn't.
He didn't
come
back.
Oh.
So, reach out to whoever you can think of. We need to put an ad.
Sure.
And if it gets along toward where we got to open, we're gonna have to have.
But not the two more meetings after that. Whatever that first one in April's gonna be, we're.
You gotta know.
Okay,
we need to know by April. We don't want to wait until May 1st.
Yeah, because of
15. It's in the paper. It's on Front Porch Forum. I put it on.
Oh, you put it in already? Okay, good. Yeah.
Campers, if it stays like this next week, they're going to want to move in.
No. It was soft enough last year when they backed in. So, do you want to pick a date for the lottery? Do you want to wait and see what the noise is for the...
Whatever works.
Do we have any open sites? The
we do have four, and we have three people interested.
You could
three.
You want to pick a date, you could pick the date for the end of April.
Yeah. So
and
if you only have three people interested in four sites, we don't need to have a lottery.
I think
when?
You do.
You
do. You still have to have a lottery.
You still
have no, but we don't have to schedule it right away because...
With four people, we could do it down at 5 o'clock at night, right? The night before. Is that going to work for you, that being earlier in the house?
Yeah, well, we only got three interested, and we got four sites.
Yeah.
The lottery would only decide which
site.
They get
which way they want.
If they're going to pick a site, and then...
But you may, if you advertise it, then you may have
you might get more
six people interested.
Do we have to advertise it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm in the past.
Spoiled for it. So we gotta advertise the lottery when you want to do it.
Well, can we wait and do that? Do we have to? Can we wait decision next week?
We can make a decision
next
first
meeting?
Week in for the First meeting in April?
You just have to have time to get it in the newspaper. And okay, the so newspaper the first has to be done by Monday to get it in that week.
First meeting
in April?
Okay, so if we do it next meeting, you see where we're at?
That's 14th of April.
Yes, you decide the next meet.
If we decide this.
Next meeting.
I think we need to do it at the end, or at least talk about it at the end of this meeting. And then make it, to see if we're, well, I guess we have to decide tonight.
2 weeks, we're going to have a meeting.
Yeah, because you'll have one on the 24th of March.
24th of March.
And then
so the 14th,
14th
would be okay,
of April.
Because right? Then that gives you that Monday to get it in a week.
No.
Oh, to run the ad. We got
You need to decide at your next meeting, and I would assume you'd be deciding for the end of April date.
Yes.
Which should, that would be the 28th.
If you wait any longer than that, you're going to run out of time.
So we got another couple weeks to back.
Okay. We're going to be... next 24th, we'll put it on the agenda for 24th if you have to decide that.
Okay.
Please. All right.
I think it's going to be a beach need news tweet. Newports here.
No, we can only do one at a time.
Excuse you.
Sign in the order.
Okay.
We're already up to that. You can have a couple. How many do you want? Fingers. I'm having trouble peeling this stuff up. There's a bigger one in the middle.
And also, these still hasn't heard from the state.
That's strange.
Jesus, because I texted her and said.
How much of the audit's done?
The outside audit?
Yeah.
I think they're almost done.
Wow. So this is the only payment to them so far?
That's no. The second one?
Third, I think.
So we're at around 18,000. 19,000 some change. If it's three equal payments.
No, it hasn't.
So have they come back with anything yet or no? They won't tell us all
they've
done.
Asked for some additional information. One of the things I was struggling to get, one of them was, remember last year when I had straightened out the fund balances and the grant money hadn't been moved in a few years, so they were looking for some clear information on that, which I couldn't really provide. I provided some big numbers to get like 3/4 of it, but since they were combined years, it would take a lot of time and effort. Even then, I don't know if I would have figured it out just because of the way that it...
So we'll get the report then probably not next, by the first
she
April.
She said that she had submitted her financial statement to whoever is in charge of her for review.
Okay. So then we'll
the
see
financial that. Part worked out all right. It's just some of the other stuff, some of the paperwork that she's asking for?
Basically the backup to prove some of the transactions.
Okay.
Which the one I'm talking about is just moving from one fund to the other. It's not like expenses individually or something like that.
Last
it's
spending,
following the money.
They point out some things that they were requesting during it that they just couldn't figure out.
Yeah.
I assume that was anything.
So.
That, right? Remember?
Yeah.
They were asked. That's what I was just.
I looked a couple of years ago. I looked at the prior audit.
Yeah.
And with the exception of reconciling the taxes, I believe everything was corrected. Corrected.
Okay.
Years. So I don't think you'll see repeat things. At least.
Yeah.
She did balance. She reconciled the taxes for us. And I actually reached out to ask her if she could explain to me how to do it because I haven't been able to figure it out even with Numeric Help. And she said she had already done it but still gave me the instructions so that I can do it going forward.
So was that helpful for you?
Yes.
Okay.
So
yeah, it was the last thing that on the last audit that I couldn't figure out.
So we've made four payments to them.
Yeah.
$3,912.39.
No, that can't be right.
That is. I just took the...
$3,000?
Yes. That's all we've paid them so far.
Three payments? Aren't they thousands?
No, it hasn't been that much.
Plus
no, you said 3,000.
Oh. Did I not add 6,000 in there? Oh, I didn't put...
Between 9 and 10.
Yeah.
So you had 6 this time.
Yep.
And you had not between 9 and 10?
So 16.
So you're going to be right around 15.
No, the total is between 9 and 10.
Oh, okay.
Right now. I don't know what the final bill's
going to
be. I mean, this is dated
131.
Yeah, so this is July or January.
How
can we sign this?
$9,945 even.
Tim signed it.
I see every one of our names on it.
Yeah. Are we supposed to sign it? We sign our own paycheck?
Somebody's got to sign it. Yeah, but you.
I'm signing for those two.
And I'm signing for those two.
All right.
But you're not the ones that approve the payment. The auditors approve it.
The auditors approve.
So they should be ones signing this then.
In theory.
They're not. I don't think they can. You have to sign.
We're all signing for each other. So
I hope that passes the audit.
That passes the audit because, you know, I guess they could accuse us.
You don't set your rate.
Huh?
What are they going to accuse you of? They don't set your rates. You are the only ones allowed to spend the money.
We're getting pretty flush here with these checks.
It's probably time for a raise. Maybe you should ask the auditors.
I don't want to attract a whole bunch of people to take this job. Yeah.
Hey, what are you trying to do? Trying to put me in another whole tax bracket?
I can't afford that. Jumping up the other day looking for work. You see them, Rick?
What's that?
All these people off meeting the other day looking for work.
Yeah.
Whole herd of them. I said, anybody want to do this? Anybody want to do that?
Well, the reason why nobody's stepping up is we don't pay enough money in yet.
It ain't even that. Nobody gives a fuck.
No. And nobody wants to commit any time.
Well, it's pretty sad when everybody, you look at it, and 88 people, you said, for the school.
Was that how many total showed up?
So, there's how many voters?
Town meeting?
No, total for the town.
Oh, registered voters, right around 1,000.
Yeah.
So, 1,088 people decided for the 1,000 people.
That is 8.8%. Yeah. If it's 1,000 voters. 88 is 8.8% of 1,000. And how many were at the town meeting?
71, I think. Ooh.
So, but they said some of the people from that were at town meeting didn't vote on the school budget.
What?
Yes.
But when I first started talking, it was like 110, around 100 to 120 users.
No problem.
In so Wolcott was first the only town in here,
and it kept running up and down and going way down.
Wolcott probably wouldn't have passed if it had the guy on the school board had to get up and ring his bell.
The reason I got the first year before that, I didn't even
pay. Yeah, something.
They were saying nobody wanted to take any. It wasn't anything. I mean, it wasn't just a select board. It was all that. Nobody wanted to put your
time out. Look at how many things.
Because they're not part of Lamoille South. They tuition their kids over there.
They technically would be part of Orleans count. They're part of Hardwick, technically.
I've been watching this Act 181 and all the discussion around that, and then there's a big. You know who Phil Baruth is? So he's quitting, which is awesome. Rat leaving a sinking ship. And he's a head Democrat down Montpelier, middle of the state. But on his way out, he dropped a giant gun control bill. And he's trying to get it pushed through. Like a full-on ban on all semi-automatic guns. So what? How many semi-autos you got at home? Don't answer that.
I don't have any.
He's got zero. When they come knocking,
he fell in the pond. But you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like that, and it's a ban. So who's going to come to my house or your house or somebody else's house and say, how many, you know, give me your, who's going to do that? I wouldn't want to be that guy.
I wouldn't be that guy going to knock on people's door.
They came in and got.
They did.
They took.
Oh, I know they did.
Yeah, I watched an article on that.
And what happened? What happened when the two terrorists a few weeks ago, one of them went up on a bridge, one of them got down in the park, and they both had perfectly, absolutely legal bolt action rifles. And they killed like 35 people before anybody could stop them because the cops didn't have any guns. I want you to think about that. The cops didn't have a gun. They had to go get a gun. And some guy from South Africa just decided that he'd seen enough. He jumped up and ran and tackled the guy.
Oh, yeah. That the one they showed on TV? They tackled that guy. They tackled him on the ground.
Tackled him. And beat the crap out of him with his own gun. Good job.
Yeah.
But it's like they were so they said, oh, we banned all these guns, so we're, there were bolt action rifles. And if you watch the guy, you watch the guy that's using that bolt action rifle, he's not, that ain't a deer hunter. That guy was trained. He knew his crap, and he was ratcheting. He was getting out, he was getting, every 5 seconds he was getting 3 rounds out of that thing. One right after the other, and he was hitting people. You know, you could see it. He
military,
practiced and
military
practiced.
Military war zone?
Yeah, they were all lost snipers.
Well, you take a lot of these snipers, all theirs are bolt action.
That's right.
And they're just smooth.
That guy had, but this guy was, had trained with that bolt gun to be fast and accurate.
Did you look at that record? You want to know?
Yeah.
I think he already looked at that one.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? You can watch him doing it. They got video of him. And he's just as, like you said, just as smooth as a silk. It's pretty scary.
I just forwarded something to Colleen that came in today because they didn't get something.
Signed the orders? Minutes.
Well, so she's asking me.
So we got all the minutes of the whole town meeting. I didn't.
No, they're the.
I didn't have any problem.
I didn't see anything either with it, no.
You got it both.
Must be springs here.
Somewhat. I wasn't ready. I know there's going to be another snowstorm. It's going to get cold again. And I just thought I'd get in there.
Can you forward to me whatever
you
ordered?
You guys are all set with you. I didn't read them.
I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything.
In there, so.
I thought everything was all right.
All right.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for February 24th and March 3rd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Just nobody's opposed. That's awesome. We got a couple of overweight permits here. GW Tetro. We got theirs in here. As usual.
Get your signs up.
Yep.
Get your signs up. That's right.
They don't read them.
Lily Transportation.
That's
for Danny Benor.
Oh, yeah, Danny Benor.
Yeah.
There you go. Chris Bullock. He's from St. Albans. One truck, 2 to 5 axles.
Bullock.
Bullock?
Bullock.
Okay. Nick Manosh. He's got a C attached, so he's got a bunch of trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, AmeriGas. And it's just a couple, 2 axle propane trucks, and that's it.
Have any problems with the trash trucks there?
Nope, they were very good the other morning. The roads were frozen. They came last Thursday. They came in.
Okay.
No, I haven't had any. I ain't seen. The only one I had was yesterday. All Metals was up there on East Hill. Went up yesterday afternoon, and when I was headed up to check the road, they were headed down. I stopped him and I said, did you see the sign? He said,
I didn't know that was you.
He goes, didn't even see it. I said, they're up, just to let you know.
The words were up.
Yeah.
All right,
that's a good excuse, right? Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve the town's back.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I said it, so we'll do that. Perfect. We got any other stuff?
Any truck updates, Rick? Anything in the hospital or?
I got a call from Viking on their fixing of the controls and stuff.
Yeah.
And I made a call back to him because we had that credit there of $4,500 and something. And then the message they left, if the number is right that I'm hearing, they say we owe them another $2,600 for fixing those controls, which was caused from the contamination from their pump burning.
The pump burning, right? And from the pump going out into there.
So I called them, but they've yet to call me back. So I did call the salesman, Mike Murphy, and he told me that, don't worry about nothing until you see that invoice. When you see that invoice, he says, and nobody calls you back, then I will take it from there. Because he agreed with me that, the problem we've been having is from the contamination because we're still getting rubber chunks.
Oh, from that pump where it broke.
When that burnt that hose up.
Off, and it sucked into the pump and it's pushing right through the system. So some chunks got through and some didn't.
And we're not the only town that did that. Troy had 2 trucks, in Killington had another one.
Oh.
So there was three pumps that they've had a problem with.
Oh. Is this all four on the same kind of truck? Or?
Yeah.
Or is this
the same pump with holes, right?
Same pump, yeah. Pump.
It's the plow.
The plow setup.
Because that pump got hot, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, the pump burnt right up.
Yeah.
And theirs did the same thing.
Yeah.
So would they get a bad batch of them or something?
I don't know.
Get a bad intake?
Right now, you can't hold your hand on the front of that pump when you're running it. Where the old truck, with a continuous pump, you can hold your hand right on that and it doesn't get hot. And they told me 140 degrees is normal for that.
Wow.
That's hot.
Yeah.
140 Fahrenheit or C? Fahrenheit. Even at 140 Fahrenheit.
You can't hold your hand on it.
You wouldn't want to be holding your hand on it for long.
Well, no.
They got a temperature gauge right on the hydraulic tank, and that's what it's running. Wow. He says that's normal. Well, it's not normal on their old one.
Guess that fluid won't freeze.
No.
Oh, is the are they?
I told them I want a breakdown on the bill before. Yeah.
That's weird. It's that hot. Anyways.
Is that synthetic fluid in there?
No, just regular hydraulic.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Probably if you run synthetic, it would run cooler.
Yeah. Well, I just was wondering if that's what it was running, because that seemed to be...
I mean, like an excavator, that runs hot.
Yeah.
The loader, like when we first got the loader, we ran a sweeper attachment on the front of it, pickup sweeper. And you're all right, like if you just swept this yard. Yeah. But you use it continuously throughout the day, and it will get hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. Yes. Just like a wood splitter. If you ain't using it, it sits there, and you can hold your hand on the pump.
Yeah.
But if you run a quart of wood through it, then the whole tank, everything's hot.
Yeah.
Because it's been
heating up.
Did someone come see you today? Someone came to get an job application?
No, nobody came down there. I wasn't there when Norm Patno stopped in, dropped off some stuff. And Sonny and Jackie stopped down.
I wasn't talking about that. There was someone who... was supposed to stop down this afternoon because he asked if you guys were still hiring, and I said I didn't know and sent him to you, but gave him an application.
Oh, good. Maybe somebody's looking for work.
Yeah.
He lives in town, so.
He can fill out an application, and then we'll look at it.
Yeah, I told him to bring it back to you.
All right, so.
Any more on the bucket, right? Just.
I didn't. I'm waiting to hear back from that other salesman from John Deere.
Yeah. Oh, just asking, that's all.
No, I had done that, and I didn't catch up with, I'd see Norm and I told him to stop in and see me because we had some projects that we're going to get some pricing for the grant.
Yeah, we need to work on that because I have to have that in by April 15th. I have to have any grants you want me to apply to for. I have to have them done by April 15th.
Do you have copies of the grant paperwork that they're looking for?
I can get it for you, yes. I don't have it.
Class 2 grant is no big deal. Just get the,
I can get them for you.
Norm and... You had the one for Better Back Roads, right?
No. Better Back Roads we didn't do.
Okay.
We needed a structures grant.
Okay.
You were talking about a paving grant and then ditching grant.
Okay.
Is what you were talking about.
Yep.
I can go back and look at what you guys had talked about in a meeting. I don't remember all of it.
Okay. Well, that's sort of a grant discussion, but let's jump ahead here and ratify additions and deletions. Dan Lathrop's resignation from last meeting.
What do we do there?
Got to ratify.
I'll make a motion to ratify additions and deletions from February 24th meeting.
Second, is it? Favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we ratified the additions and deletions.
Yeah.
I think that's part of Bob's rules of order or something. Right?
Bruce's
rules. So grant update and discussion, we just kind of started to work on that a little bit.
Yeah, the biggest thing for today is, so there was an amendment that we got for the MERP grant for, I think it's lighting now. I'll have to go back and look exactly.
Oh, Mercury.
Wow, big money.
Yeah, we're starting to spend it, but not a lot.
Like those things like that. The old ones, they want them changed. Yeah. That, which, well, this one's updated.
This one's updated due to this grant.
Because the old ones got mercury switches.
Yeah, they're giving you, buying them back or trading them for...
What the hell we got to cost that much that we got to trade out?
Well, we don't have to trade it out. It's just, if we don't use it, it's fine, but...
Oh, okay. Oh, this is the amount they would allow us,
yes,
if we can find enough junk to need replacement. Yes. I see.
Stuff with it's gonna be stuff with hazardous material in it, right?
Right.
Well, yeah, and they gave us a list of it.
All the ups and downs, fucking blow ass, but whatever.
It's not hazardous material.
I know it's not, but
the water in the ground keeps it moist, so it doesn't.
All right, so what's your pleasure on this thing? State of Vermont grant.
How much is it for?
$21,127.
I was going to say, we've already, this is the old, this is the old office grant that we just got an amendment on so that we could use it for lighting and...
To upgrade the lighting?
Are these LEDs yet? No.
Yes.
Are they? Or are they fluorescent? They still tubes.
I think they're the thin.
Well, they made the LED tubes, and they went to the really the LEDs with all the little LEDs.
Those are the fluorescent tubes. Yeah. We can use this money to get rid of them.
If they're true fluorescent.
If they're true fluorescent.
Can we use them? Can we use it in the new part? Or no, it's upgrades, right?
This is upgrades. Yeah. Okay. But when we get to that, we should talk to.
Yeah, it will. It will if they're in there. I just got a paper from Fish and Game Vermont. They sent me a class on it years ago. Been there, and I don't know. I haven't read it yet. Anyways, to see what they're offering.
Do we have to sign this?
Yes, you guys.
We'll make a motion to sign the amendment on the Fish and or MERC grant. I guess is what she called it. Is that what it is?
Yes, MERC.
Act 172 Community Capacity. Blah blah blah. MERC grant. Okay.
Seconded.
All in favor?
All right.
So the other thing we can use it for is improving this ramp.
Oh.
Woo, there, now
there you can do, because you'll spend that right there.
Yeah, be going for that. That's perfect.
Improving the ramp.
The ramp or the whole
It
entryway.
Says the ADA improvements.
Well, that actually, the entry is part of that
there,
ramp.
It's all part of that, isn't it?
ADA.
Yeah.
Cool. So this
I was like, wait, there was something big that we could use it for.
Yeah, by remember. The grantee, that's us.
Yes.
That's on our...
Wait, hold on. Yes. Right down there. And then, yes, anything else I need to for the grant, I have to have by April 15th. I have to submit it.
Yep. You're going to need it by April 1st.
Yes. Oh, and just so you know, we got an email. Stephen Stanley is no longer our point of contact.
Who is?
He told me I need to contact either Dave Hoskin or John Wilkins.
For the grant?
Everything, sounds like.
John Wilkins is our district tech.
Yeah. Well,
state of Vermont.
Stan, he was the one that emailed everything about the grant stuff.
Yeah.
And so he's...
Okay.
John Wilkins took Jim Cota's place. Because Jim Cota was our district tech. And he got moved to a different district. So then his assistant... Must be that Stephen was John's assistant or something.
It's all complicated, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That it with a grant?
That's everything I have. Sorry, I was printing you that thing.
Okay. So now we're going to skip 12 because we deleted it from this agenda. Restoration recording fee change.
All right, so this is in the budget every year, putting $2,000 in for restoration.
Okay.
And what's been happening in the prior years is it's not $2,000 that's spent necessarily throughout the year, and then we've been moving it at the end of the year into...
The restoration fund.
The restoration fund.
Got it.
That's now, what it used to. I don't know if it's doesn't matter.
So the restoration fund is not... technically a reserve fund. It's a fund that we're required by law to put some money in. I think instead of I don't think the correct way to do it is to take $2,000 and move it, because the $2,000 is in the budget for the year that you're in. I don't think you're supposed to save it without asking the voters to come.
You don't spend it, you gotta give it.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Or it goes into the surplus. So my proposal to rectify that situation is to change how our recording fees. So when we record each page that goes into our land records is $15 per page. By law, you have to at least take four and put it in your restoration fund. We do five. My proposal is that we change that to seven, which, based on the volume we've been doing the last couple of years, will recoup your $2,000. There's no difference to the taxpayer anywhere. It's just moving it from one spot to the other. And goes directly into that fund and rolls over.
And the people using it are the ones paying for the restoration part of it.
Yes.
The money that using to make.
But what it's going to do is, because it's going to take away from some revenue that we're calculating into the tax rate. So you're just moving it from. There's no difference to the taxpayer.
So I don't think that.
It just rectifies. It's a wash. It's all the anyway. It's a wash, right? You're looking for a wash.
So that's an accounting thing. I don't know that we have to vote on it. I think it's just.
Well, you guys approve the fees. As a select board, you have to approve the fees, and all the toll fee isn't changing. I need your permission to put more into the restoration fund and less into the regular revenue that goes to.
So we should make a motion.
Yes. So moved.
Seconded. Mm-hmm. Butch seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You sure?
I moved what she said.
That way I didn't have to. There. Good job.
So you were going to take $7.
Instead of five.
We're going to raise the rate from
still gonna
five
be
to seven.
It's still going to be 15.
15, but they're going
to
use.
You're just moving it from one place to the other, and the only thing it only solves us saving money.
It's not even changing the fee to the person doing
the
reporting.
Nobody outside this office is going to feel anything.
Yeah, good. So then it says call Leslie.
Leslie has some things she wants to talk about under other. So if you guys are ready for that, we're going
to
call her.
Yes, we're up to that.
We'll see if she answers.
Just talk to her.
Well,
because
I
didn't really. We're all stirred up.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
That's sugar.
Sugar. Are you? Hello.
Hi. Hello.
This is the town office from Eden, Vermont, calling. We should watch for your. Are you going to be on TV or the radio?
Radio.
Radio?
Yeah. So I don't know when. I asked him to whatever he's going to publicize that I have said. I've asked him to let me review it to make sure that this is correct. He's interviewed A&R and the health department. He talked to Gary Lipson at the EPA. I mean, he's done a bunch of groundwork. It's only a half an hour show, but I just thought you guys should know.
Oh, well, appreciate it.
And then the other thing is that Ricky mentioned to me about maybe somebody living up at the camp up towards Ritterbush. And I didn't know if that should be addressed. Or the college should be contacted, or does it not matter, or...
I have no idea.
I think that last week one day, her dog went crazy.
Oh, is it the creepy guy that I saw last night?
And she opened the door, and my pickup lights were on. So then she saw an older gentleman
in the road by our house last night. And when I came home from grading, it was about 10:45, the guy's standing in the corner of my driveway. And he's got a short machete on his side. Younger kid. Your mom said that was an older gentleman.
Well, I don't know.
So I think they walked out of there. I was kind of curious because I sat there and I'm watching him walk up the road. So I drove up next to him and I rolled the window down and I said, can I help you with something? Well, no, I'm staying up there to the camp. So I think...
Who owns the camp?
Johnson State College.
Johnson State College does.
Up to Red Bush, right?
Yeah. So, but I think, like Leslie said, they're probably staying in that lean-to.
Yeah, right.
At the partway down. But that's on college property.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't the lean-to a long trail thing?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're not going into Babcock's old camp.
Well, there is no camp.
Oh, the camp gone?
The camp got burnt.
They burnt the boys' camp and the main camp. All there is just a three-sided shell left with the floors.
So the only thing that they would be staying in would be the lean-to, unless they have tents somewhere up there.
Yeah, well, I guess it would be...
I would say contact Johnson State College.
Yeah.
That'd be, or contact the police. The police or Johnson State or both.
Yeah.
Just to report.
I just wanted, before I did anything, I wanted to talk with you guys and just see what... I mean, I don't know. I mean, when I tried to talk to this Vermont State University before about something, when you call them and they go, what? There's a nature preserve that we're responsible for.
Right, they don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy to do a little talking to people and just see. I don't think somebody should, you know, if they could stay in the camp, that's fine. But if not, you know, I'm a woman at the end of a day.
Yeah, understood.
68-year-old woman at the end of a dead end road. I don't particularly like somebody. I don't know, snooping around.
Leslie, wasn't Ralph Monticello the caretaker of that up there?
He did for a while. I certainly haven't seen him. I don't know. He was doing it during the summertime.
He's living, I believe, up in Newport. I think he's living in Newport at her sister's up there, last I talked to him.
Yeah.
He's down just once in a while.
So, when you're, I mean, I guess if you feel like it's okay, I'll call the state police and run the university and just see.
Yeah, if they're squatting up there, that's one thing.
And plus, for your protection, I'd want to know, too. I mean, if you're on the end of the road, it's you certainly, I'm happy to give the permit, but you certainly, for your own protection and wondering what the hell's going on up there.
Well, that's why I mentioned it to her today.
You may want to, that's certainly your prerogative, and you should get a response from somebody that should check on it for you.
The only thing I have received is this.
Okay, well, I just wanted to keep you guys informed, that's all.
All right. Good luck. Thank you. It's possible that something I pulled out of your email while you were gone. Yeah,
it's still in your email and instead of being
last
here.
Few weeks, things have been
kind of
funny around the house, and her dog
I
goes crazy.
I don't even have the application.
That's not cool.
And last night, I'm pulling up, and I didn't see anybody, and I kind of look off down the field because there was a car going up the other way, and I turn around and look. I don't know if he came out of the corner of my driveway. He was right there, and he didn't even look at me. Just started walking up the road towards the end of the road. Then I started back up the driveway, and I said, "Yo, something don't seem right. I'm going to ask him."
And
he was polite enough, but
you know what? I saw that guy on Route 100. Big beard.
Nope, just a mustache, long hair, wears a black leather jacket.
That's the same guy that I saw the midnight almost bit.
He's not an older guy.
I saw an old guy walking down Route 100.
God, he can't be much older than I am.
And I seen a guy.
Everybody thinks he was older.
I seen a guy hauling a, in Mooresville, from Dunkin' Donuts, hauling a wagon. And it was wider than it was long. Two wheels, and he's holding it together. And it had, when I went by, I looked, it had six 5-gallon cans.
Oh, my God.
fuel or something.
Probably kerosene.
He was walking through the roundabout with it. That seemed a little sketchy to me. But. So
they got a homeless encampment
somewhere down there.
Down by where the snowmobile trail cuts back up through, but from where the rail trail comes around,
yeah,
back in towards Marshall behind the radio station.
When you have the social programs that this state has, it brings people here because you can get more here than you can in most states. And I just saw a thing the other day that said 20 to 24% of the people in this state are on assistance. What? Well, then if you add all the people that work for the state and work for the school, the rest of us are hosed.
You're singling me out now.
A little bit, but you know, still. If you know what I mean, it's like, it's crazy. So we got this FYI emergency action plan from the South Palm Dam people.
Oh, that little dam again, they're talking about that. Just, they want to do something with it, right? State
high hazard potential. Are you shitting me? Yeah.
What do they got? They're having a public hearing on it?
I don't know.
I forwarded it to her because I'm like, I don't know what this looks like.
Their plan is done. To me. Brent Lampier, Village Hyde Park, Ryan Nolan, owners of South Pond Land Owners Association, Joe Houston, Mark Frederick, Scott Yeager.
Are they taking it out? Are they adding on?
No, this is a plan.
To fix it or take it out?
If something happens. This is like
a hazard mitigation plan.
Hazard mitigation plan.
Okay.
Run like hell upstream?
Because there was talk where I'd heard a lot of different rumors, of course, some of the old people there. They want to drop the level of pond down 15 feet. You might know what that's going to do to my lake frontage?
You can walk across 3/4 of it. There's one big section in the middle. It's wicked deep. And then all that part over toward Gut Pond, all that, that's all shallow. Yeah. You'd be able to walk between them islands there. Yeah. There wouldn't be no water at all. Now, I will tell you, there's about as much chance of that dam breaking as there is a monkey flying out of my ass. I mean, there is. I've lived right under that dam my whole life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where I live. The South Pond Brook is my property line. Yeah. Comes out of South Pond.
That's the brook. It comes out of South Pond, crosses right there by...
On the other side of your house?
Macy's? By Macy's?
No.
That's the one that comes down by Tatro Drive, ain't it?
No. South Pond Brook comes down on, so if you go, you know where my garage is.
Yep.
If you went right over that bank.
Oh, on the other side?
Yeah. Right over that bank.
Yeah, I know where that one is.
Run into South Palm Brook.
Because there's a little fork in that brook above the new bridge I put in.
It runs into the guy.
I was going to say, the road, that brook must be above that.
Right above the new bridge we put in by Ronnie McLean's. Yep. South Palm Brook peels off the right and Greyhound peels to the left.
I walked up in there when they were doing the stuff there.
Yeah.
And you could let all the water out of South Pond all at once. And it wouldn't amount to hell of shit.
Well, we got a new bridge. Should take it.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know who's sweating this. That dam is, I don't know. Have you ever went up and stood on it?
Well, they're
freaking huge.
They had a thing on Channel 3 News about all the dams throughout Vermont that they want to do away with. And Green River Reservoir was one of the ones that they were talking about. But I see they reached an agreement now.
It looks like they got it, and they're going to come. They said they'd be signing and figured that the state was going to leave them alone, and they figured it wasn't worth it.
And they're going to be able to take water out of it when they need it.
Yeah.
See, what they used to do was South Palm.
They can still recreational and everything. They came to an agreement, and they're supposed to wait, and it sounded like they're waiting to sign, everybody to sign everything.
Yeah. They didn't want them to drop the level of Green River Reservoir at all.
Below a certain amount because of the fish.
It's a tourist thing.
Tourist thing now.
Because they kayak on it and they...
So South Pond used to be more for water and light too, you know. Long time. And in the winter, when water gets short in the winter, when it's cold, they would let the water out of South Pond Dam. And you could go up there and chop a hole in the ice. There'd be 8-10 feet of air.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't think that'd be very safe, but
it ain't very safe.
Well, I've heard told that
you, more than once,
somebody happened to that, and they left water out of that dam over to
Green River
Reservoir, and they drilled their hole down through there, and it
happens over in Green River.
10 feet of air goes in the water, they let the dam out.
It used to happen every winter on South Pond. Every winter, there would be a time when there was air under the ice, and then you'd go back up and it would have fallen, and then all the ice on the edge all broken. They dropped that 10 feet in winter, 15 feet straight down, you know, which is a lot of ice on the edge.
I could see if they want to drop it down prior to the freezing, where you're not creating a hazard, but
for the spring,
For the spring, and that way there, in the spring, if you get any high water or something like that,
go look at the land around that pond. It don't run off enough land. If you go just a little ways, all the water runs to Green River anyway.
Yeah, it ain't very far from that end of South Pond over to Green River.
It just tips the other way. If you get to Rush Pond, and then poof, now goes the other way. All right, so we're done that. We're on the office edition. So I did some rewrites, but they ain't great, but they're what they are, and we'll keep working on it.
Let's go down. We got unless we're ready to get right out. Let's
no,
go.
No,
I'm let's start reading down minutes. Through the first one you did, Tim. So go ahead and read down through them. Let's.
So you want to do the concrete excavation?
Yeah, whatever one. Yeah, we've got number one document.
I tried to simplify it. Yeah. Right. Cut it down to, and we're gonna probably need some kind of a sketch or a plan or basic picture or something to do it. But you know, you got to dig a hole for 40-foot addition, remove the existing bulkhead, preparation for a full 24-by-40-foot. Basement and vault foundation footprint, right?
That should be probably number one.
You want to move that to one?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
See, and that there, gotcha. It's all...
Got it. I know exactly why.
Yeah.
Proper drainings around, that can stay four.
And then you put it in excavating and...
Removing the bulkhead and proper drainage all comes under preparation for.
Yep. So removing of the bulkhead is the question... That's basically concrete because you're going to be cutting the concrete. Who's going to be responsible for cutting the concrete? The excavation crew or your guys doing the concrete?
I don't know. I mean, you can dig this out and leave it there and then have the concrete guys do it if you want. It doesn't matter to me. But that,
you could put working in conjunction with the concrete the contractor on removing of the existing bulkhead.
And when we did that in there, we had talked. Are you going to still try to get foam on the outside, Tim?
Yeah, I put that somewhere.
But okay, because
I don't know what, I don't know. Is it? Do we put 2 inches, glue 2 inches of foam all around the outside and call it good, or?
We had talked about setting it in. I'm only asking that so recessing it in there for the 2-inch foam so that everything was the same.
Plate. Oh yeah, we should make a note of that.
I'm just saying, I'm asking. That's all.
Because I would.
I'm already fresh where we're going over
this. With this wall is here.
Yeah, so it's that way because we're not going to dig this all the way around. We decided in there, so the foam will go on the new. So we're doing to specs into there. The box can hang right over the outside of that into there with no problem at all. They'll tire that wall first, and then they'll put the foam on.
You can either put that stone, put the foam on, put either the stone board on it, or you can cover it with pressure-treated plywood or whatever. Or they put that speckle stuff. I don't recommend that because that all breaks up. And
Well, what I put in here, and then you're getting it. So full basement, 24-by-40 concrete foundation, walls on 3 sides, watertight attachment to existing building. And I just made a note there, offset so outside is flush with existing.
Okay,
you know, and I'll flesh that out and make it sound better.
Okay, you're making notes on yours, then we'll do your...
I'll update this and get it back.
I won't bother. I'll go,
So vault section, single wall, 10 feet in from end farthest from existing structure to be 10 feet by 24 feet insulated on the outside wall. I don't know exactly how to say that. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're talked about... If you think about this thing, I'm drawing a picture.
Yeah.
This is that wall I'm talking about. How do I describe that wall in with a door? I think on the next page it talks about a door.
That's going to be the partition wall with the door in there. It's a partition between with the wall because going between the two walls. You do whatever you want. But I'm just saying a partition wall with the vault door.
Yeah.
And that is concrete.
Yeah.
And then door opening to be framed in the vault section. That's what you were talking about, right?
Yeah.
And then foam insulation above grade to be protected with decorative rock panel applied to entire building perimeter, right? So the whole building looks the same.
Yeah. So let's back up to the excavation part on number 4.
Yeah.
As I'm read that, proper drainage around new and the existing foundation areas.
Or
you having them
Are you having her dig around that?
So should we say?
Just they're gonna have to
tie in
because there must be perimeter drain, I assume, around there.
I'm not sure.
But if there's not, it's just gonna start here. It's gonna start dig back and put stone and start it there and go all the way around and then drain right.
Yeah.
And then I don't know where do they go across the drain.
You'll have to. I would think you'd have to drill it across the road.
Right.
And
that's what I'm saying. So go ahead. So because you want it daylighted. So,
yeah.
I'll say it like this.
Because you don't want any
tie into existing if possible.
Yeah.
I mean, if it ain't there,
if it's
there,
if it's available, yeah.
And then we'll have this properly drained, and this doesn't matter.
Because as I read that, it looked like you're going to be digging around it. So.
That's good. So I'll add that, change that a little bit. So then this number 6 should be like a heading talking about the basement and vault floors. So it should have been the next one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then that's on the next page. Standard slab finish outside the vault. It's because I modified one that I already had made, and some of the stuff didn't format right. Fucking word, I hate it. Standard slab finish outside the vault area. So should we have the standard slab finish inside as well?
Yeah, it should be standard floor. Yeah, polished. It's all. There'll be a polished floor, I assume. Then you can walk on it and everything will be smooth.
And keeps the dust. Polished slab floor in and out of vault. Cut a 72-inch opening in existing structure concrete wall to allow access to new basement.
Off.
At the location.
Where the opening already is, off where that bulkhead is, right?
Yes. I'll add that, too, just to be specific.
Because we figured, right, we could stay in with that, Rick, to make Tim, we decided so that there'd be some structure right there, too, because we had a spot.
Yeah,
so
we went down and did quite a lot of measuring.
I don't think it'll go anywhere anyway, but they'll pin into it, but with that on there already in there forward, it'll be a structure.
We'll leave that short
wall. Add like a pie blaster.
Yeah, right.
Well, we'll have one anyways.
Yeah, that'll create, that's what your pie blaster.
I don't know what that is, but and it's opening supported to be supported with proper structural header. I mean, that's what I mean about if I draw a picture, then somebody has to know.
But they can. I don't remember if it was because that was already up to the top, was it? Or is there concrete? Did they open that concrete or no? Because they that's set on set. That's just a poured bulkhead. You put there's stairs.
Wood stairs. Yeah, if I remember right.
Yeah, there's stringers put in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any contractor will know.
Yeah.
How much they got to put there to hold the load. Yeah. Right?
And if they got it, they can put ties across that. You know what I mean?
So then I talked about radiant heat tubing installed in basement slab. Complete.
Yeah.
I'll say. Including vault area, just to make sure.
And then you got the radiant heat in the floor over here too?
Yeah, over here.
Okay, all right,
And then there's a materials list but it's not, Concrete with insulation added to the outside vault and basement walls. Outside, right?
Yeah.
We don't want any foam inside. We don't have to finish that whole
thing. It's going to be concrete in there.
Concrete on the inside.
Whatever comes off the forms in there, that's the way it'll look.
Then you'll need some decorative foam rock, protective covering, whatever that is for the whatever they use for that.
Yeah,
I don't know what they use. If we don't
they
want,
they make different products into there.
Yeah, that spray on shit.
Yeah, they can do whatever you want with it in there. You and will need to cover that foam because the weed whacker and everything else will have it.
So then, the way this bid sheet kind of template works is they have these things at the end, milestones, what do we want for, we're going to determine those after the build or, after the award. That's what I figured. It's like, hey, you got to have this done by this day. These are the milestones. This is where we're going to come in and look and say, hey, it looks okay.
Yeah.
Once the dirt and drainage is complete, we'll come look. Once the foundation concrete's complete, we'll come in and look again.
Yeah.
And backfill.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know what else to do. And then this sheet here is for them to fill out. Right? This is a format. It's just bullshit. And I added this stuff out of here, right? That ties back to the other. Whoops, I missed one right there. The ICF R30 by Hamvig 8-inch port. Look at that. Good thing I saw that shit.
We're taking that out of there, right?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah. We're going to real McCoy.
We're getting rid of that one. I fucked this up. That's basically a scope of work. And we can eliminate that last page totally. All that is kind of a rehash of this page.
Well, I think it's good. I think you're a good job on it. It gives it something to...
So the contractor breaks out the pricing for us.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Kind of forces them to fill in these numbers.
Now, are you going to try to do it one lump sum for one general contractor? Or are you going to try to put it out?
I think that we got to have to decide when we go through this in here. I think first we got to figure is that... Are we going to all be able to try to be the GC on it?
Or do we need...
We try to meet. If we call, one of us finds out something, the other calls the other one. I said, Les is definitely can't. In here, we meet, and we'll meet that night, because they're going to want to make decisions, like I said. You know, like I said, you couldn't wait for dirt work if you were getting up here, you and Ryan, and waiting for your trucks all for 3 hours for somebody to make a decision on, well, did you want to go up farther because it's wet here? What do you want to do?
You know, you just have to make sure that there's somebody available to say.
Yeah.
If they say, oh, well, we've got to make this only 70 inches because there's a rebar right in the wrong place. I mean, that may not be true, but questions. Somebody's got to be able to go, okay.
The foundation part of it is pretty much self-explanatory. Yeah. It's when you start getting up into the building and the windows. And
Right.
Which should be all, if you get the right contractor, should be all pretty
easy. Well, and we could break it up in these two. Like this is broke up, where this is, so if you get the basement done, poured, and you can't get anybody to do this, you throw a fucking tarp over it and move on with life till we get somebody to do it.
Becomes,
you know what I mean?
Rick, Butch, and Tim, we got to deck it, so we'd have to get it, and we'll have to put the TGIs in, and we'll have to spend the weekend, and sorry boys,
well, I'll bring
my compressor and my nailer, and we'll... pizza.
I think we can get. We watched the show. You probably could get the Amish people to come right here and they put a barn up in the day.
That'd be cheaper too.
You might be able to get some Amish to come in here and they'd build this or the Mennonites.
Deck it in a day, and then we'd have it, at least have it dried in the basement part. And then if we can't get anybody to do the rest of it, we can.
I don't think you have any problem there.
Yeah. Once it's ready to go with the decking on there.
I don't know, but anyways, so that's this is. I'll make these changes, and then what I'll do is I'll get them back to her, like, in the next couple of days.
This is Rick's field here, so did you see some stuff, anything?
Well, right? I said, number three, that should be number one. I'd put, instead of preparation, I'd say excavating for 24x40 basement in the vault, according to the prints. And then on the number one could be your number two, would be digging the foundation for the 24x40 addition, drainage, prepping for the concrete contractor, topsoil seeding and mulching. And then the bulkhead part, they would have to work in conjunction with the people cutting the wall.
Yeah.
Because that would be, I would think, be up to your concrete
Working
contractor as far as cutting the wall to make sure that, I didn't do this, they did this. And
well, I would think that, for me, that would be falling under the contractor of the concrete guy. He'll have the cutter, he'll have a cut-off saw and the wheel, and he'll be able to lay that out, and then when he's doing his forming, that's got to be out of the way before he can form.
So we want it out
of the way before they form.
Well, when you're digging a foundation, you would cut that, you would lift that thing right completely out.
Right.
So, you know, you cut that whole bulkhead right out. Yeah.
Right, so I put
but usually the work in conjunction with concrete. Usually in there, when you're digging the hole, usually unless you got to pull out of here, usually your hole's here for because you know they're going to be here for a while in here, and then you're usually getting ready to because the slab's going to go because they got to pour the slab. So I assume you'll be putting the thing in. Somebody'll compact it and they'll pour. So if anything's going to be taken out or whatever, you take
right. So I added.
See, when we do it, we dig the foundation.
Yeah.
When they put the footings in.
Yeah.
We try to get the floor prep. Prior to them putting the walls up, because we can see the work over the front, and we use a machine.
Yeah.
So we try to prep it. If not, we work over the wall. Yeah.
But you work with the concrete guy. So yeah. He's there. So if he gets in there and he gets that cut into there, your hole be here.
Right.
That's where number two, where you could say that would be two would go to number three, saying work in conjunction with the concrete contractors, removing the existing bulkhead and
yeah, becomes
prepping for exactly concrete. Way.
Yeah.
And then four still same.
Yeah.
Proper drainage, topsoil seed mulch I added.
Yeah.
And tie into existing drainage if possible.
Yeah.
It's there. Yep. It's there. Yep.
So I think
that could be right on with your excavation.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll make all those changes in the excavation and dirt work.
Yeah.
And then send it back to her. I'll send it back next couple of days so you guys can look at it.
Yeah.
And any changes, you know, send them back and forth. And then by the time we have that next meeting, next Tuesday, maybe we can have this thing beat up.
And then the concrete stuff, we'll make sure that whatever, if you want 4,000 PSI, concrete, we'll put some of the specs in for that.
Right.
The rebar.
Rebar, if it's going to be in there. I don't know if you had the rebar in there, but it's going to be vertical, and then every foot or whatever we want.
Well,
I've got the
too print. Cold and cold.
Yeah.
Too cold.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that ours?
We'll just add it to code, whatever code. Well, there's a building. Here's structural code, yeah.
I think the estimate we had from Ireland gave all the details on that.
Oh, probably does.
They did, I think, when we get that estimate.
So we can add that to this.
Do you need it?
You can send it to me, PDF.
Okay, I can find it.
I have a file down there. I've got to find it now. Picking some of
so then I have polished slab in and out of all.
The stuff that we got from your architect, plus all the other stuff. So.
We'll have to get those plans out, but Tim didn't think in here. And I
don't know if they're going to be useful that we've come so far away from them.
Well, it's got the plan on there, and Tim said we could spend more money, but I think that the three of us could figure out what we want to do on those plans in there. Because we got, four sets anyway, right?
Yeah, and we can take those, and then...
We can draw one set up, is what I'm saying, with a pick, you know what I'm saying? And make some, we'll still have one clean one if we're not happy.
I think...
But I can draw a new set
off
in a computer
once
we mark up one.
Right.
Mark the shit up. You know, whatever we got to do, change this, change that, change this. It won't have all those little... nifty details that they have where they have the this is how you put the nails in and all that cross sectionals, but I can make it a scale, but it'll be so you can look at it and get a good idea of I want three walls with a 10-foot wall in the middle that's 8 feet high. You know, I want footings.
We just got to put the spec
a picture, not a blueprint.
What the specs of we're not going to put that. Make it so airtight that you can't breathe.
You're not putting that foam in.
That zip wall's not going. It's going to be just a CDX for a half inch on the outside, 2x6 walls and whatever.
And whatever you want to use, rock wool or regular.
Yeah, just use regular rock.
I see a lot of them using that rock wool now. Yeah. So,
I just redid the wall in my house with the stuff. It works good. So what I did was, before I put the rock wool in, I got some cans of this spray foam. And I just did this. I did the seams. Any stud that had a seam of a board on the outside, on
where they kind of connected it.
I with that foam to seal the air. Yeah. I didn't put any plastic nowhere. I just did those seams with that foam.
And put the rock wool in.
And then I shoved that rock wool in there, and boy, that worked good.
Yeah.
It closed.
It's rigid. It's so stiff.
It's very stiff. Yeah. You got it. And you want to make sure if you buy 6-inch rock wool, you don't want them cheap ass Home Depot 2x6s. You're gonna have trouble getting it all squeezed in there.
It's 5.5. So 5.5 is 5.5.
Yeah, that's what
not
I mean.
5.25, right?
Yeah. Home Depots are 5.25. Some of them.
Okay, let's go down number two.
So document two, I got a bunch of changes to make to this one.
Yeah.
Made a bunch of notes. Whatever, I think we're gaining on that. This is a little harder, but actually it becomes pretty straightforward because all the windows, all the bullshit in our plan.
We had all the window things, so we had all
it's all laid out in that plan already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because we gave the windows, right, the sizes we picked.
Yes.
So we have all the ROs for everything. Because this is going to be a little more because we're going to be replacing windows here, siding and everything. You know what I'm saying? So there is some work going to be done. On this building here, like window and stuff into here. So
I think
we have all of those specs.
I think I brought all of them specs over into this.
Okay.
But I don't know if I got them all. And I don't know if this 2.5-inch zip R, should I have taken that out? I don't know what that is.
That's plywood. They were the foam.
We don't want to use that.
Well, I don't know. We do it. CDX for plywood is what.
Okay, so I didn't know what that was, so I didn't take it out.
Well, it's right. What it is. Is that the board in there? And
so
it's
we're gonna add. We're gonna just use CDX, and then R19 of fiberglass, our exterior. So that's gonna make our outside walls R19 plus the wood.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
Yeah. Well, you can go with the rock wool, and that gives you a 20.
That 20 gives you a little more. So let's.
No, with that zip, that green stuff, is that still a CDX stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's got this half inch and then foam in there and then half inch again. Yeah,
some of the stuff just the green board.
Yeah, they have it like the Aspenite. Yeah, it's just regular. You can buy just a zip sheet in, I believe, just put in there.
That's got a waterproof coating on the outer.
Yeah, but that's just half inch.
That's what I use.
That won't come in. You can't buy it in 5/8.
I don't know if it does or not. I don't know. You'll have to call and ask and see in there. We'll have to look into that.
Usually
you put half inch on the sidewall.
Okay, so half inch on the sidewall.
Half inch on the sidewall. So I'll add that to that line.
Half inch sidewall. Because I see a lot of them are using the plywood. They're using that.
And then they tape everything.
I think that green, isn't that supposed to be a water?
It's supposed to be, and I have.
It's water resistant, a little bit, so it don't delam when it gets a little damp.
Problem with a lot of this new plywood that they get, it's garbage.
It is horrible. That's what I used up there. I used a half inch green CDX, and it seems like it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Baker said, you want to use this, you don't want to use that other shit.
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't too expensive. It's $20-something a sheet, maybe.
I looked at this, and I think I looked at it before. It's $100 a sheet with that 2.5 inch with the foam.
Oh, that stuff's expensive.
That
CDX I just bought, half inch, was like $26 $28. Yeah. And that cuts a lot of cost right there.
Yeah.
So then I put rock wool instead of fiberglass. Yeah. 5/8 CDX green, if we can get it, half inch. Well, I crossed out the 5/8, so half inch, we're calling it.
Yeah.
Then roof materials. We already have the ABC Hawaiian Blue 26 gauge, right? That's what we picked. Truss roof to match existing with vertical offset for aesthetics. I don't know how to, how.
Just one roof's going to be a little bit higher than the other. Yep,
is it a foot, 2 foot, six
inches?
Well,
I think that we figured that we want to go. I think that if you go like 8 inches will give you plenty because they can put sidewall flash in a piece of trim on there and it won't be above the roof a lot. Yeah. It's all dependent on how much you want to look at, the thing in there.
All it does is make you add 8 inches or whatever
It just makes the buildings not one great light goes in and it doesn't.
It'll look better.
It just looks like then you can add on because they cut the overhang off.
All right, so now we're down to floor system, 2x10 spruce joists or engineered full widths. Now that came from, we were going to use 2x8s, right?
No, 2x10s in there and then go beam. But if you want to go, the thing about the engineer in there, they'll be able to span the whole thing.
100 pounds.
And then they'll engineer them to the other end of there because you'll have to have, if you're going to go with the spruce in there, you're going to have somebody engineer to tell you, is it going to be a foot on center or whatever?
Foot. And we need to mention that 100 pounds per load.
Yep.
100 pounds per square foot load.
Yeah.
And that's live load. So roof sheathing, I had 23/4 inch tongue and groove synthetic high temp and full ice and water at ease and ridges.
Yeah.
Standard roofing stuff.
So you're going to do 3/4 inch flooring?
Tongue and groove floor. Where did I put floor?
You got floor system, but it doesn't say anything about
the
maybe tongue and groove. It says 3-ply.
That was the beam, but you're going to you're going to look into the engineer, right? And just so everybody looks at it. So we'll cross that spruce out, joist out into there, and then...
engineered floor system.
Yeah.
Full width joist that gets rid of that big beam in the middle.
Yeah, it's all just goes right
and
straight.
It's all done and it's open, so it's easier to run wires.
And then when they run the other one, and then when they run the other one over in there.
Well, it's easier to put up the radiant floor.
Yep, they'll be able to put the pans right to the bottom when they put.
So that's a good idea. Get rid of that. 3/4 inch.
Tongue and groove work.
What's that?
Will that flooring system work in your vault?
Yeah, because see, the vault's going to come out the wall, and then all the floor joists will set on and should span all the way across.
For fire code, how do we protect that floor joist?
Well, see, they're going to have to pour that top, aren't they?
I think they're going to have to pour the floor.
They're going to have to put spandrels or something in there.
Do you want to pour the roof of that basement?
If you want to try to get your six hour rating or something like that?
If you want to get a rating of your. Because how else do you fireproof that? Because. that's the case, your fire will run right through your forest system and be right in your vault.
So you need to right vault. At the top of that vault, then you got to put a fire break right there. So if your joists go this way, you can just put a fire break right there of
5/8
yeah. sheetrock, just like yeah. you put the wall. You got to put a break.
Right? Is this concrete in here, right?
Oh, yeah, it's all concrete.
It's all concrete. I mean, you're going to do the concrete, but it's going to add some to the concrete cost to pour that roof on.
We know right now the concrete with them doing everything concrete. Both of them.
14-foot or whatever it was.
Was $99,000.
Yeah. So it's going to be less than that just to pour the top of the downstairs one, yeah. right?
See, they'll put...
So we got to think about
it. You talked to the fire marshal?
Yeah, well, I talked to him for a minute in there about the rating and stuff in there. And he said, well, he said they've changed them for this year, whatever it was. And he said your architect should be able to tell you what all the new codes are.
We already got coded into a $400,000 bid,
So anyway, so that's where he said, so they would be able to help you out with that in there.
Well, so the way I look at it is we probably don't need to pour that floor, but you need, or the ceiling, if you want to call it that, or the basement piece.
Yeah.
But you need a fire break of some kind, and I don't know.
I think if you put the fault door in, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just saying you want to talk to somebody that knows more than I do about it in here.
Oh, I see.
But there's a reason that
you to put, make the basement.
It's got the box.
Concrete box.
Yes.
Before we need it to be a concrete.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'm catching.
In there. So what they'll do is usually they have spandrels, so they'll set that plywood down onto there, and they'll jack them up, and they have jacks into there. They'll pour that right
they
on top.
They can do that. All right, I'll add that.
They'll lower the jacks. We load the spandrels down, and they're like truss are those beams in there. They're metal in there, and you set them on top, and you put plywood on top of it, and then you pour it, and then you just jack them down. They hold it up into there. And then they'll bend rebar, but your joists will go right across your floor. So you'll pour that so that will set right on the outside wall, and that will be down lower.
Yep.
See, it'll be up an inch and a half, which you don't care anyway because that's going to be all concrete because of the pressure treated for the sill.
Yep. So I'm going to add that to the concrete part of the paper.
Yeah.
I made a note here. Add that.
Well, I think if you're looking to get this here to get your what you're looking for to do the vault door to get your whatever
in the basement.
In the basement, yeah. The upstairs we don't.
We're thinking about when we're all gone and they need more basement.
I think upstairs we're just trying to get something. I think Melissa is saying that some kind of an area that would give us an hour or two of something burnt. Yeah. Isn't that what you're looking for, Melissa?
Okay.
Just something. It doesn't
upstairs.
The upstairs. Yeah. Now whatever.
Downstairs, I'm going to add a concrete roof to the vault section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how you're going to make it match the upstairs floor. You just said, but I don't know and I don't care. So however they do it.
This is going to be the top, the floor, the walls down in here. You put a pressure treated here. When the floor joist goes, it'll span all the way across. They'll set on it here and set on it over on this wall. It'll be up off in this concrete.
Yeah.
Because
I see. There'll be a sill.
You got to put a sill around the
set. Put a sill plate around.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to raise the whole building up to match the concrete.
Because the wall is going to be the same height, and they're going to pour inside. I assume they'll pour inside that the walls.
They can make that one way or the other, whether the floor joist is set up against it or.
Okay.
You know, they can make that concrete floor match.
So how thick do you want that? Is 4 inches enough?
I don't know if that's what that would be something.
That'd be a question for your concrete guy.
Thickness. I don't know.
Because that there again, that'll have to be rated for load.
Right, and they'll put the rebar in what they rent in there and tie all that across there.
Yes, we'll have to think about that. But I'll add it and I'll say thickness to be specified by 100 pounds per square foot load. To see the dead load is on concrete floor really high
because
the floor itself weighs a bunch.
Yeah, and see, once they pour that in there, that will be all in there. They're putting 4,000 pound concrete because, like I said,
I'll add that to this.
Yeah, there'll be no.
So ceiling and floor elevations must match the existing building. So that means
this floor, that ceiling
should match.
Should match that.
But I don't know if I care.
I think we talked about that. But we didn't care about that. We said if they wanted to, so that we didn't have a great big room.
Right.
Again, I don't care.
We'll give you a little more ceiling height.
Yeah. And yeah, that okay. we were, because so that was going to be up there, so we didn't care. The floor had to be, and, the, yeah. and then they just got to build, the walls would be up higher, and we thought that that would be fine. Let yep. that go across,
yep.
and then that would break this up in there, and then if they wanted to leave a
they
beam in there.
Hang
yeah. All you're going to have is the doorway right through that, that area archway, right there yep. to get there.
Right. They can because, hang a deer head.
Because we talked about opening it all the way, and then we decided they thought they wanted some wall.
Just use some wall.
Yep.
got
Which
it.
In any case is not a big, either way if they decide all right, to change
so I took out ceiling, has to match. That's your Hawaiian blue roof sheathing, 3/4 tongue groove. Now, didn't somebody say that we should drop that to 5/8?
Which one?
The roof sheathing.
It can be. That's how I usually book. That's what they usually have. I think. It's
yeah,
5/8.
Somebody said that.
Yeah.
I don't remember who, but yeah. I put 3/4 because.
I think the 5/8 that tongue and groove they had.
That's pretty tough stuff.
Yeah.
Full voice water bearing. So then vinyl siding, Gentech. We already picked that. It's got the spec right there.
Yeah.
Remove rear door in existing building, reinstall as entry to the new addition, right? So we want to take this door,
yeah.
put it over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that won't have to be
and then
ADA accessible over there, does it?
That's your exit.
That's 3 foot right there anyway, isn't it?
No, I don't believe it. That only looks like a 30-inch door.
Is your what's
well,
that?
Probably exactly
oh,
what
that's your
saying.
Stamper thing.
That's my
yeah, stamper. We'll have to check that.
That looks
change.
Like a 30-inch door to me.
Yeah.
Well, maybe yep, not. Maybe because it's got
well,
that screen on it.
Yeah.
There's 2 inches or so.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we'll just need to check. It needs to be 3 foot.
I think that's 3 foot.
Did you find it?
If not,
under,
we'll change that.
Yeah.
Remove and replace windows. South side quantity 2. And that should say existing. Sorry. Structure. So I'm adding existing structure to number 3. South side quantity 2, west side quantity 1, east side relocate 36 inches north and reinstall. That's that window to
yep.
go that way.
Yep.
3 feet,
yep.
reinstall.
So there'd be some reframing on that for windows so
yep.
when they get around, yep.
Remove window between building sections to create the opening.
Right here, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. And are you still deciding that that's going to work? Or we're just going to give that window opening? Or are you still thinking... At one point, we're going to open all the way, and then you thought you wanted some of this wall left. What did you still decide?
Well, where's the stairway going?
The stairway was in the other part coming down.
Coming off that bulb.
In the
that
back
bulb,
wall.
Coming this way, yeah.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can think about it. Just, we do need to know whether or not.
I don't remember.
Yeah, because you talked one part of going over farther and starting, leaving... Like the starting there and with the window
probably
out. And
probably I'm going to need some wall space to put things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think about that. That does not be right now, but you will have to when
yeah,
they're heading
so if
this
you
out.
Come up right where that window, that side of that window, and come this way like 12 feet and just make a big hole right there. And then you'll have a corner there and a corner there and a corner there and a corner there.
Yeah, well, we want probably to be open over here, especially if we're going to do a countertop, because this
okay.
is where we're
So you could open from that corner, because it doesn't have to have anything
yeah, you
really.
You could open from that corner to this side of that window
yeah.
and leave this wall. Then you'd have this whole wall, the corner
yeah.
space. And...
We have to have a straight view to this vault and whatever they're doing
yeah.
because of what's in the vault.
Okay, so you can think
so you're still
going to
have one person in here.
We'll just
you're both
No,
going.
The plan was to kind of have a counter right there,
yeah.
us be working... Probably along the wall.
So, yeah,
so you're going to want it visible.
We're going to want it
You have to have a straight view or you have to have a camera. Just
I think
camera.
We should
so
put...
So you have to have a camera you're watching because if something happens to the land records, that's on us.
Mm-hmm.
So the camera's no good if you're not looking at it when it happens.
Have a camera? Well, it's no good if you're sitting there not looking at them either, right?
So
it would be if you're kind of working.
So do they go in the vault and get the stuff or do you bring it out to them?
Right now they go in there because we're right here.
So... I was going to say, what if you had your processing room in that room?
Yeah.
Where you are.
As far as...
Then what are you going to do with this vault?
So as far as I know...
No, you would take and bring the stuff to them.
This
of course,
a,
that makes
oh,
more
have
work.
Oh, them working over there?
In front of you. Or they bring it out there to you so that...
Right. So as far as I know, this is truss roof this way.
Be,
yeah.
That whole wall could come right out.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
whole thing, if we want it all gone.
Yeah, because there's no, that's not a bearing wall.
It's not a bearing wall. So
and if they needed, like I said, the LVL, they could carry that across
just
if
throw
they, with something, so especially
yeah.
with the roof going, changing.
And there'd
roof
be.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so if we want the whole wall gone, we can do that.
So just think.
Well, that would make you one big office, the whole head.
I think as open as possible, I think, would be good. Just for space-wise, especially, you know, because it is small and although we're getting a lot of space, if we're going to put a big table in the middle for meetings and whatever, and then we're going to be taking up the whole side to be working.
Yeah, and where are we going to roller skate?
You're not. I don't think... I think we're going to have a lot more room, but I don't think it's going to be as much as you think.
I would
you're not, because that 10, gonna take because 10 feet of it comes to your vault.
And then you're
so
the
you're
line.
Only really gaining
30 feet.
30 feet.
Yep. So
less than 30 because you get your wall widths.
So yeah, and besides that, yeah, so by the time you get your desk and everything in there, right. It looks like you have, we'll have a party table. Well, we're not going to really
no,
have
it's,
that.
It's no. not that big a building. It's,
yeah.
It'll be nice to have, be able to stretch out a little
right.
bit. I vote for, and as far as flooring goes, I vote no carpet.
No carpet, yeah.
No carpet.
I don't care what you put down. I don't care if you throw, leave the plywood.
I tell you, we just ended up putting in that, I'll bring you a piece of this you might want in there. It's waterproof,
mm-hmm.
and it's supposed to be animal proof, cat proof. And I actually took my fine tool, and I scratched right across that with my fine tool into there, and it didn't scratch it at all.
Is it the rougher?
It's yeah, it seems to be in there. I'll bring a piece of that, see if it's something you want. It's not really...
Is it carpet?
No, it's vinyl planking.
Oh, the vine, yeah, I've seen that stuff.
And
it's
waterproof.
Like snap in.
They don't have PFAS in it.
Sits in there,
no. No, but it's not that pressboard shit.
Yeah.
It's made out of plastic.
I'll bring a piece of it anyway. I'm just saying so you should look in to see what different what stuff
I was thinking
you want.
About
so.
Some of
you
that,
see,
so.
What they're doing is, well, I went to an OSHA meeting or MCHOW meeting in silica with all these new materials where having to have places and people are getting sick from it because it's the plastics and the stone, countertops.
Oh, yeah, the grinding. I see that on the news in there. They're in there because they got that man-made stuff in there.
Well, dust is dust, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you breathe enough.
But this man-made, there's one thing, it's stone dust.
The resin that's in that
the
stuff.
The chemicals that are in that new stuff.
Oh, when you're cutting that flooring?
Oh, yeah.
When you're, I know I put a bunch of that snap lock at my house many years ago, and I went and bought, like, I think it's 8 millimeter, 9 millimeter thick, extra thick. And it was for high traffic area and all this stuff. And it's lasted really, really good, I'll tell you. It's really impressive how well that's held up. Probably been in there 15, 20 years now. But it eats. If you don't have a carbide blade on your saw, you ain't sawing it. Not for any, you might saw one. And then whatever that dust is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So we, Todd Fitzgerald there and myself put it all down one day. And I said, look, buddy. We ain't sawing any more of this shit inside the house. We're going to saw it outside where you can get out of that dust. I said, because that stuff, it burns. It burns your nose and it makes your eyes water. It's, I don't know what it is, but. So they have, they finally figured that out.
So basically, this wall's going to go.
Yeah, I just added full width. Just lose it.
Yeah, with the exception of whatever you need on the back side of the stairs.
Don't need anything. What do you need anything for? Just need a railing around the end of the stairs. You don't fall in a hole.
Yeah, you could do that.
Right?
Well, that would just build a wall and then it would come off that. Where
or you could encase the stairs.
All right, which way are you going down the stairs? From this direction or coming in from the other direction?
No, we decided to come from the other way toward the hole in the floor so you get the most run out at the bottom.
So you're going to,
that's what we
basically, by the vault, you're going to go in and walk down the stairs. And you'll come right out there.
Come out right here by the door, or toward this. It won't
because
be
that way.
That way you got the longest straight run when you get into the basement, if you're lugging big shit.
Right.
Well, what I was thinking is, if you went in off this side a little ways, then you could take and go down the stairs, and you'd have a run the other way. Because otherwise, you're coming in at a 90-degree angle. It's going to be tough taking down the stairs.
What if you go in the other direction, you're headed...
Well, we pull the stairs. If this wall is going to go away, you could start down the stairs way over here if you want, because there's going to be a hole in the basement, right? You could pull the stairs way this way.
Should be roughly, it'd be about 110 inches usually.
So we should split
it. 110 inches.
To your point, you should split the difference so you don't have the 90th
top and 90th bottom.
Kind of an even amount of runway.
Because you don't have the bulkhead thing to take things up and down.
That's what I said. You got to come back in here. By the time you put the
stairs are going to be 10 foot, right?
Yeah, about 110 inches is the well, usually for the opening that you
need.
Right,
so you take
you
that 10-foot well
back into here
and you measure from this wall to the 30-foot wall, and you put that 10-foot well right in the middle. That way you got the same distance downstairs as you do upstairs to get around the corners. It might bring it out into this floor some, but oh well. Well, will it? 10 foot? 30 foot? No, no. It'll end right at that wall.
Yeah. Well, you can just drag that wall and go that way with
it. Go that way with it. Yeah.
The only thing you got to concentrate on is where you're going through the basement wall.
Yeah.
Right. For the entryway. To go from this side to the other side.
Yeah, you just got to be...
You got to be that side.
You got to be that side of that. But yeah, that's a good idea. So that's where we'll put the stairs.
We'll have to... They'll have to build that wall.
Cause well, it's going to be 72 inches out here, so there'll be plenty of room.
No, because then they're going to have to calculate, because you've got to end those... The TGIs will have to set on top of that wall where that is. They won't be able to run all the way across because you're going to be... cotton into them. That's the difference. That's the beauty of 2x10. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's got to set here because you've got a 3 foot or 40 inch opening. So that they'll have to figure out. You'll have to figure that well is because they'll have to figure.
Yeah. Cut those.
They'll have to cut those TGIs to set on top of that wall. Well, see what I'm saying? Yeah. Wherever that's going to be.
They just order on the right line.
Yeah. Right. So. That's how they'll have to go because I was just thinking about that because we're going down that way into there. So.
I'm not a builder, so I don't know.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, no, right. But you see, you can't go all the way across.
Because I understand what you're saying. Otherwise, you're going to be cutting. It's hard. Ain't like a house where you're going to box it in. And,
yeah, you're right. Get it off.
So stairs. Money so I got to add the stairs to this. Oh, installed basement stairway 3 feet wide is down below and other structural items. So I'll move that up to there.
3 foot wide opening.
Yeah,
the stairs got to be 36 inches wide, don't they? To be 80.
Well, they do, but they won't be going down that anyway. But I'm just saying, if you can get a little more, it just depending on what you're lugging. It's just 3 foot is what you usually go into there because of the house. But in this case, it's not going to probably make much difference if you're thinking you're going to want wider room. You can make it wider, but 3 foot is what you want. 36
inches. Because you got water tanks down there. You got boilers.
This is not a treat going down these stairs here.
No, not going down there with anything.
That's why that's there. Is that everything that you bring in comes up, goes down the side of the
wall. Yeah, so we got to make sure we don't.
Yeah.
Build ourselves into a hole.
That's what I'm saying. Even if you made it to 38 or 40 inches, even that's not much out of that room to make that into there. So you make sure you can get down to get whatever tank or anything that you want to get out of there, up out of there.
All right, but I'm going to move that out of other and up into the general construction part. So then install the removed window, that one, to the east side of the addition in the front. We remove this one out to the front. That was the next line. And, construct fire-rated room on end of addition farthest from existing structure. 10 by 24 width, minimum 3-hour fire rating to include ceiling and floor. Floor is going to be concrete, so it don't matter. Right?
Just the ceiling.
Yeah. The ceiling, you'll have to do whatever you do for ceilings. And then radiant tubing installed, floor under joist using plates. I don't know. That's all I can think of to say there. Was I don't know what they call those. Pans? Is that what you call them?
Where's that?
Heat shields, aren't they?
Yeah.
Or reflector?
Reflector pans.
Reflector pans.
Yeah.
So then flooring upgraded on the north end of existing building. That's where we're standing. To match the new addition. Contractor must verify load capacity of existing furnace supports additional demand. I think we already had somebody look at that.
I think
they said it would be
Rick
fine.
Looked at it, didn't he?
They said it'd be fine.
I think they said there was enough zones to be able to do it.
Yeah. So, and then I have replaced existing front steps and ramp, but I think we have a grant
to help out
that might not want to add that to this bid.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or do we just use that money to pay whoever does this?
Well, the problem is that has to be done by whatever we spend for that has to be done by December 31st.
Okay.
I keep that separate. That way, because that's a grant.
Anyway.
But
you want to keep it separate with the old part of building.
Yeah, and plus, plus the other thing into there is that probably we just make sure that they know and we may have to take them sliding out, but that could be done
sooner.
Right?
Because we can do that.
That can be done anytime.
It's separate. That can be that whole stairs. That whole thing can be separate situation.
You can do it.
That's into there.
So, ceiling height in the addition. I put 10 feet zero. I don't know why I came up with that number, but that's the shift that'll happen, right?
Yeah.
When we move, however much we move the
Yeah, when they figure their trusses into there, they'll figure out
so
in
I
there.
Won't.
So they'll be have to cut the studs in there. And we just got to decide if we want this roof in here. So it's going to look about 8 inches, 6 inches, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Put, whatever. You just got to tell them that. And then that will dictate the wall.
Yeah.
Because the trusses will cut, will be, will span it across and they'll set on top of that wall.
Yeah, update to match where it offset in.
And the pitch needs to make sure the same pitch is this
roof
as the existing roof.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do a configure ceiling right up front there.
Which, yeah, that's, then you get water.
Pine in there, like a log cabin in there.
Every one of them I've ever seen.
Let's do it.
Every one of them I've ever seen has a watermark in it somewhere. Those configure ceilings, because they try to do a hot roof and it just doesn't work.
I got a configure ceiling, but mine doesn't match my outside one.
Oh, I see. So you got
my trusses were all built, so I've got.
You got a cold space.
Cold space between them.
You got a cold space between them, so
there's
no leak.
So you don't, and you got a cold air, so the air's up in there, so it keeps it cool.
Okay, so I got a lot of changes, things to make here, and I'll make them all. I'll get this back to you in a couple days. As soon as I can. I'm pretty busy at work, but I usually just.
So
it got real hot out on the floor. Today.
When did we decide in there? Were we going to see where we were with that and them, or were we going to try to see because we get. There's no tax you send on municipal?
No, no taxes from municipal.
So is that something that we look for and we work with somebody that we get at and get in there and find out to save it, to try to keep the cost? I'm just asking.
Yeah, well.
Because I think that's a lot. Of, that could be.
Do you want?
Who do you deal with? Do you deal with sticks and stuff or do you deal with RK Miles?
RK Miles I've been dealing with. And
do you want me to add in here that the town...
There's a possibility. I'm just. I want to make sure because we haven't had a
chance. Town will furnish all materials other than the concrete part. I did vary completely
out of that.
Built all concrete, all building materials for addition will
Because
be bought through town.
Except.
Well, who's going to order them and everything?
Well,
they can give you the salesman.
Should we
can,
say will be purchased through town account or something?
Yeah, something.
Like that. I would take and have them give you the order. The list of what you want ordered, or the salesman. Our salesman work with the contractor, so that we're not someone buying a bunch of material that's not. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you keep track of them.
Because I'm really hoping in there that we're pretty close to the money that we're getting the other money back. I'm really hoping.
Should be close.
We can keep this down in here because we're not skimping, but we're cutting back on things that are going to work for you in a sense in here, and work for the town in there.
Why? And we're not going to build our 36 walls, or our 36 ceilings, and our 28 walls.
And heat and put air ventilation systems and
$10,000.
We're going to build it with some common sense. And then,
are you going to put a mini split in here so keep it cool?
Yeah. We probably should add a mini split at some point.
Not there. You could probably do that through your
One of these grants.
Through that grant that you're doing, if you've got money left.
Well, once
you'd have to look downstairs. I don't know if the power coming into this would do that.
They already
bought your meter
going,
nothing.
Oh, they did. That's right. Okay.
We got 100 amp service here to 100.
Matt Grant could tell you.
I think it's 100.
Yeah.
Hasn't ever been upgraded, and back in the 70s, that's all they ever put in was 100.
Yeah.
So I'll take this. I will get this back to you in a couple of days, and then you can get it. It's easy to get it to him. I don't know how hard it is.
Not that hard.
Still hard.
Okay. And then, you know, then you guys see something, you know.
Mark it up again.
Give it to her. She can send it back to me. So maybe two or three iterations between now and the next meeting, we'll be a lot closer.
We whirl in here, and I think at that point, then we need to...
If we wait 2 weeks for every update, it's going
to
be...
Ladies can keep us down like this in here. Wow, I didn't even think I was coming to the same meetings these days. I'll tell you, it's in here.
Isn't that nice?
But if we can get down early, maybe we can do some drawing up. We get some drawings in here because we can get closer.
I'll bring the crayons.
And I'm just saying, so that we've got something that we're comfortable with trying to put it out and get some people coming that are interested in bidding on it.
All right, if we get a crayon drawing,
then
I can put that in a computer pretty quick. And it won't be a blueprint, like I said. It won't show studs and all that, but it'll be, this is what we want. This is this wall.
Yeah.
and give you a two.
You could show the wall, and you could say joists should be 16 on center, 2x6 studding 16 on center.
I don't have to draw every 2x6. No. I can just draw a line and say either.
That's what it is. It goes in and it says structure or walls will be framing whatever 2x6
is. That's what all this is for.
Yeah.
Just to tell how to build it. You know, build this thing to some reasonable building code so it'll fall over.
Yeah.
And but here's the picture of the walls we want and the roof we want and the whatever
we want. But we also have the drawing to show what we're looking, you know, that the end product's going to be. At least we'll have used that for something. Right. So maybe,
you go to Parker Stearns and they sit right down there and they draw you up a set of blueprints. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
All
you had is a couple pages and it showed you the layout of your rooms and where your windows were. And that's all you need.
Yeah.
So
they didn't tell you. They didn't tell the carpenter. Well, you got a carpenter who don't know 16 on center and how to do it, and we're in trouble.
PDF?
Is it PDF? Probably.
Probably.
He wouldn't send it in AutoCAD or whatever it is too.
You can edit PDFs though.
You can. If you send that to me, that'd be awesome. I don't know if I
do. Do they do that? Like Arcane Miles have somebody?
The guy got done in Josh, and I just started working with him in here. So maybe if it's something you want in here and you want him to come talk to us, I'll ask him to come see if he can come some evening and talk to us at one of our meetings, or, you know, see if he's here at 6 and if we can move right to him so he can talk to us and show him our plan. So I'm saying, show him the plans of what we've got in here, and then we can give him and say, could you do a takeoff for us?
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, that's fine.
I'm just asking so that then
you give us a list of. Okay, this is what a building materials. This is what it's
called. Well, I'm not even as concerned with that list of building materials. I'm more concerned with, let's say, Rick wants to bid on this and he's never seen it before.
Yeah.
My description of, put a wall 10 feet from the far end, you know, what the fuck's that? Yeah. You know, how do you get that picture across to the guy that's trying to
Well,
bid
I think
it,
that the plans, we got to try to use those plans. We paid a lot for them here, figure it out. I think in here that we look at it, I think we can figure that out. Because he had, a lot of that was is we didn't want the zip
you're
wall.
Gonna, don't
so
throw it away. You're going to throw it away.
The
I'll take it.
But the framing is going to be the same. The windows should be
drawn. So let's, if we have a giant copy of that plan for the next meeting.
A big copy?
The big copy of paper plan for that. Have that for the next meeting, and what we'll do is what you said. We'll mark that up.
That's true.
Because we have four.
I'll read that for you.
Thank you.
I don't know how many we have left.
Thank you.
You can thank him for that.
The mayor and the chair.
The mayor and the chair.
The mayor and the chair.
How come we? So I'm going to take. So if I had a digital copy of that, I'd put a little crown on his head.
I can send you a digital copy of it.
Put a crown on it and send it to Lily.
Yeah, there you go.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We are now adjourned. Shut off.